Welcome back in, everyone, to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited to be bringing you another amazing performance from this wonderful organization, Action Play. Joining us to talk to us about this, we have the director, Kate Trammell, the assistant music director and co-composer, Patrick Gilbert, and the actor, Cheyenne Amon. They are here to talk to us about Action Play's presentation of Total Bummer Summer, a paranormal musical. It's happening May 18th and 19th at the Baruch Performing Arts Center, Nagelberg Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting tinyurl.com/actionplaysummer. You might have remembered our coverage of this event last year, and it was a wonderful, wonderful show, just like this year's. So we're excited to dive even more in-depthly into this year's production. So with that, let us welcome on our guests, Kate, Patrick, Cheyenne. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm so excited that you're all here. I can't wait to learn more about this show, Total Bummer Summer, a paranormal musical. But let me backtrack real fast and start with you, Kate. Can you tell us first a little bit about what Action Play is?
Sure. So Action Play is a nonprofit theater company that focuses on engaging neurodiverse folks. This can be folks that have autism or varying disabilities to participate in mainly devised musical theater works. So our main program, which we devise Total Bummer Summer through, is called our AIMS program, which stands for Action Improv Musical Sundays. So from the beginning of the school year up until May, we gather our participants on Sundays in Midtown Manhattan. We'll take an idea and see if that generates like-minded ideas among the group to create a whole new musical. And we create characters, songs, choreography into building a fully staged musical show at the end of every year. I was actually starting to do the math, and yeah, I believe this is my 8th year. Yeah, because yeah, I've lived in New York 9 years, and I started after I learned about it when I was in grad school from our executive director, Aaron. But we also have other programs, yeah, like our audition workshop. And so we basically are trying to engage and promote creativity and artistry among all sorts of folks of all different abilities.
So wonderful. Now, Cheyenne, let me come to you with this next question. Why don't we have you tell us a bit about what Total Bummer Summer is about?
Well, Total Bummer Summer is about like these group of campers, like all in a camp. It's called Farmer Fuzz Fun Camp. And everybody says good times because it's what they're known for. It's their catchphrase. Everything goes well until there's this ghost. His name is Archibald. Possesses a camper and everything goes haywire and stuff. You gotta watch it. It's pretty funny. And my solo, Angsty Rebellion song, is amazing.
Yeah, Cheyenne, ever since we started rehearsing that, I've been singing that to myself on the way home after every rehearsal. It's so good. But yeah, I would say that it's one of the first years where we knew the theme the first rehearsal. Everybody had just come up. I'm back from going to summer camp. So we're doing this scene and they just broke out this total banger of a lyric. Welcome to camp. It's totally not evil. And everybody just had been yes-anding for the past 8 months.
I love this. Oh my gosh. I want to hear more. And the perfect person to kind of dive more into it, especially with these earworms, is, of course, our other voice on the show, the assistant music director and co-composer, Patrick. Patrick, can you elaborate a little more on where you all got the idea for the show?
So, as Kate said, you know, people just came back from summer camp, including me. I worked at a summer camp with the choreographer, and everything these kids were saying was like, that happened to me. And it's like, but we gotta spice these things up. Like, give it some drama, you know? And that's what they did. And I've enjoyed every single rehearsal. And it's just amazing what an idea can blossom into.
I love that. That is just a great testament to all of your skills and your talents right there. The fact that you all continue to excite and inspire each other. So let me ask, we are about a month away from the show going up. What has it been like developing the piece? And Patrick, could I stick with you first on that?
So with all the scenes, me or Shane Dittmar, who is the resident composer and music director, we would, you know, sort of, I mean, we would sit by the piano, we'd analyze the scene. And something that I like to do and that I find works for me is, you know, I have a visual representation of what the camp or what the scene is. And I kind of map it out in my head with a melody. And then that turns into something called a motif, which is a simple tune. And then the actors would put words that they improvised. For example, welcome to camp, it's totally not evil. And a melody, usually it would be the chorus, would be developed then. And it would just keep on getting better and better.
Love that. Hey, I'd love to hear from you, you know, what's it been like developing, putting this up on its feet, having the joy of getting to direct these wonderful artists.
Well, it's really great because I am very lucky that there are so many great collaborators as well as actors this year. I've had the privilege of collaborating with Jackson Tucker Meyer, who's our script supervisor, as well as Kim Hale, who's our choreographer for many years. It's always nice to kind of have an idea of how it's going to go with people you know and trust for many years. But Shane has come in and just brought a really fun but very disciplined perspective. So they really have been great because they can really take this from a class and really put it all together with polishing a song. And we have, Patrick, I think it's 10 new songs because of that, at least. Yeah. And likewise, we had some returning students come. One of our participants I've known since I think he was 11 years old, just like Patrick. So it's great to see folks come back every year and build up to be confident and take on a lead role. But there's also really great new additions like Cheyenne, who just come in really excited. They're full of ideas. And it's really great to see how everyone gets along and really like figures out, oh, this Johnny character would be a badass musician next to this art kid. So it's really wonderful to like just have them say, oh, I figured this character would be fun in this world once we established pretty early on that this was going to be in a summer camp. And then we really just got into, okay, let's really put down a plot line the mid-year to really get a script together. And for a lot of these participants, this is their either first time or one of the few times they're able to act. And we try to like set up a supportive but realistic structure of what a typical rehearsal might look like. So like we have to do all of this. We have to come in after we've been at school or if we have been at work for some of us who have other jobs. But just like you have this much, you have daily calls. This is what you're expected to learn. but we also provide some accommodations to make sure that the space feels conducive to the participants' needs to really stay engaged. So in the past, we've brought in earplugs for folks who have sound sensitivities. We'll put on markers to really help them build up a spatial awareness so that they aren't really thrown in like, okay, so you know that space we've been rehearsing for 6 months, let's go to another space that's completely different. So basically we're trying to bridge the gap of making the devising and rehearsal process meet halfway to where our participants are. I think in all, I just think we want to create a totally fun musical, but I also want to create a space where I, as an autistic theater nerd, would have wanted when I was a kid.
I love that. Some wonderful thoughts being passed around. Cheyenne, I want to come to you with this next question. And as one of the brilliant performers, what is the message or thought you hope that your audiences will take away from your show?
Something memorable that audiences, well, it won't take away from my show, is the Angsty Rebellion song, because that solo was the best. And when I first tried to, you know what my character was inspired by? It's inspired by the small web series. It's created by this little YouTuber called AJ Mark Art. Look him up. And he creates cute animations of a radical cat and a little squirrel going around causing chaos daily in Y2K era. I hope you know that. And that's where I got my inspiration from. It was that cool cat that's gave me an idea for what character I was going to play. I made him to be like satire or something. He's like the butt of the joke. And that's why all the funny scenes in the Total Bummer Summer musical are all reserved for Johnny.
I love it. I want to hear this song now. I can't wait to come out and hear this song. This is brilliant. Patrick, how about you? As, you know, the assistant music director, as the co-composer, what's the message or thought you hope audiences take away?
I've actually thought about this a lot. So musical diversity is a big one because there's many different styles in the musical because two different people are working on it. So, and combining it with great words, it's something that requires an effort as a community. And theater is a community, but also including diversity is a big part of it for me. So I also like to include certain, you know, cultural rhythms in some of the music, whether it being Latin or country. And everything just works. And I feel like if people can walk away with an earworm, it means that I've done a good job.
Yes, 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 yes. I completely agree. That is actually one of my go-to things when I see a show and people ask, what did you think of it? The first thing I think of is, oh, it's got this great earworm that just gets in your head.
There will be a lot of earworms in this show, but they will all be enjoyable every time you sing them.
I love that. Well, my final question for this first part, I'm going to direct to our director, of course, Kate. Who is it you hope have access to this piece?
So I think what's great about this is, as inclusive as we make this for everyone in the show, we would like this to be accessed by anyone that likes fun. And it's great if, like, you like supporting neurodiverse companies and you have a kid and you want to, like, go take them to a fun show. I think this is great. or even if you're single and you just love like reliving certain nostalgic camp shows. So our mood board that we have is like a lot of like those classic 90s shows, like Are You Afraid of the Dark, Legends of the Hidden Temple, and Salute Your Shorts. Yeah. Our coach, Loach character, he needed inspiration, and I sent him over to Ben Stiller's character from Heavyweights. So, I mean, we all were kids, regardless if we know all of those references or not. So I think that if you need a break and have a little taste of something totally ridiculous and fun to give you your first taste of summer, then this is definitely the musical for you.
Well, for the second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brains, if you will. And I would love to start by asking, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past or are just some of your favorites? And Cheyenne, can I start with you on that question, please?
Well, I'm not that much of a Broadway guy, but a lot of my character is based on like Y2K era. You know Y2K, where all the boys were obsessed with skateboards and like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and video games. That was in the 2000s. And I just learned about it. And it would be nice for, it would be nice if that was implemented into a musical. And I think it was a good idea for my character to be the butt of the joke. Like, it has a very funny joke. You gotta see it. You gotta see it when the Total Bummer Summer musical comes out.
Yes. Yes. I love that answer. Absolutely. And it's not easy being the butt of a joke in a show. It really takes skill to make sure that everyone is laughing with you. And rather at you. So I love that. That's kudos to you. Patrick, how about you? What or who inspires you?
So I am a big classical music and opera guy. So especially comic opera, which is not really known now, but Gilbert and Sullivan are idols to me. So it's that really inspires me in that comical way with patter songs and just that funny like old humor, which Jacks and Tucker Meyer is amazing at implementing in shows, especially one that he did a few months ago. I went to see it and it was hilarious.
The perfection of the donut.
Yes.
That's comic opera.
Yes, I love that. Well, Kate, how about you? What or who inspires you?
So for my recent, path into directing, I actually had to give this some thought before. And remembered, I've seen pretty much any show that either Marianne Elliott or Casey Nicolau has done on Broadway over the past few years. Just their staging and, their... what they do with their actors is always incredible to me. Like, so I really like when a show can put on a big spectacle, but also it has a lot of heart to the story that you can take away with, which I feel like I've been trying to do with a lot of, or all my shows, who am I kidding? But I think back when I was first getting into acting, it was actually watching Carol Burnett in Annie. That really was a spark for me. So, so basically after that, it then led me to go into Lucille Ball's sitcoms because Lucille was a huge supporter of Carol's work. And then later on, I found out it was actually Buster Keaton that tutored Lucille Ball in her comedy Tactics because he was actually one of like the first actor, writer, producer, directors in the silent era and was doing all of his own stunts and inventing these film gags. I always love like a fun little gag that I can stage even now. Yeah, it's not a cheap laugh to me. It's just a laugh, so it doesn't cost a thing. But yeah, basically everything I know about being funny is because I grew up watching Carol, Lucille, and Buster.
That is a wonderful list to have as inspiration. Thank you. Thank you all for that list. I want to ask my favorite question now that I get to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
Well, there was this one time I watched Aladdin. It was really nice. And I went to this camp. It's called Inside Broadway. Like, it does an actual Broadway show, just a junior version. And recently, we did the SpongeBob musical. You know the SpongeBob musical? And Inside Broadway is pretty nice because I get to, like, act as a character that, like, well, I get to act and know, feel what it's like to be on Broadway. It's like Broadway 101, you know?
I love that. That's a beautiful memory. I have to ask Cheyenne, who did you play in SpongeBob?
Squidward.
Yes, so you got the big tap number. Yes, that's amazing. Patrick, what is your favorite theater memory?
So I'd say my favorite theater memory is when I played a grumpy Yiddish grandfather in an action play show called Welcome to My World. It gave me an excuse to be mean, so. but also it's just fun because I was like, you know, I was the dad of this like crazy doctor, and I was wearing like, I forget what it's called, like these kinds of straps, and I had a cane, and I played klezmer clarinet, so it was just like the perfect fit. And I remember especially this one song called Fix It, which was liked by a Broadway critic, and I don't blame him. No, but that's when I really was like, this is where I feel safe. This is where I need to be. So that's like a core memory that will always stay.
Yeah,
that is that's a brilliant memory.
Yeah, he totally brought down the house with that solo.
Yes, I love that. I want to see Patrick's interpretation of a grumpy man now.
Mm-hmm.
Done, sold. Okay. Hey, what is your favorite theater memory?
Yeah, I think, so it was back when I was acting. So I lived in Austin before moving to the city, and I was in a production of Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw, play not the musical. And I was a minor character. I was a parlor maid that is mainly in the background and has very few lines. But because the director wanted this person to be seen, because it's very proper to have a full staff wait on the aristocracy that Eliza is trying to mimic the accent for. So thing about you having a small role is you have a lot of downtime on stage, but it's important to stay engaged the entire time. So I basically got into a routine of certain reactions and faces, kind of like pulling out what Carol and Lucille do best when other characters are talking. And yeah, there was this one bit where I'm called in to Henry Higgins and his mother having this conversation, and I'm asked to go either bring in Eliza or her father, I can't remember. And I just said, all right, I'm going to try to get up to try to recreate the look. Yes, Mom. Like, ooh, Higgins is going to get it. And I got to laugh every single night. And eventually, yeah, the actor was asked, what are you doing back there? My back's to you and you get laughs every night. And I even got kudos from one of the reviews by just like chewing up the scenery. And so basically that was like proof of, even if you have a small part, you can totally make it your own. And that's something that I definitely try to instill with my other actors now. Yeah, is that you can still contribute a lot. It doesn't really matter if you have a small role on stage or if you're putting together something for it behind the stage.
That is a brilliant thought and a brilliant idea to accompany it. I love that. I love all of those memories, all of you, truly. Thank you so much for those memories. Those are wonderful. Well, as we wrap things up, do any of you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Well, in June, another musical I am developing with playwright Stephanie L. Carlin is going to be workshopped and presented, Fire Island Pines. That'll be Saturday, June 22nd. And you also come see us May 18th and 19th at Brew College for Total Bummer Summer.
Well, that is a great lead to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Total Bummer Summer, a Paranorm musical, or about any of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so? Kate, why don't we start with you?
All right. So my Instagram handle is where I usually post a lot of about my directing work. So it's the Kate Trammell, and my Gmail is the same, thekatetrammell@gmail.com.
Patrick, anything you'd like to leave for our listeners to find out about you?
Sure. So I post a lot of my stuff on Instagram and Facebook, and it's the same. So it's Pat Gelbar 1345. That is PatGelbar 1345. You'll find stuff like new compositions I'm working on and a lot of music stuff. And for my email, it's gelbartclarinetnyc@gmail.com. I can spell that out. That's GELBART clarinet, CLARINETNYC @gmail.com.
Cheyenne, anything for you?
For me, don't forget to watch my channel, Cheyenne's Quest. That's SHAYAANZ Quest. And awesome. There you will find all my videos.
And that's on YouTube? Is that your channel?
Yep. And I also have an Instagram account called Cheyenne, and it's dedicated to me.
Wonderful. Well, Patrick, Cheyenne, Kate, thank you all so much for taking the time to speak with me today and for sharing this incredible show you all created. This is so exciting. I am so excited to see the show. This is wonderful. So truly, thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. And thank you for having us.
My guests today have been the director, Kate Trammell, the assistant music director and co-composer, Patrick Gelbart, and the actor, Cheyenne Amon. They joined me today to talk about Action Play's presentation of Total Bummer Summer, a Paranorm musical happening May 18th and 19th at the Baruch Performing Arts Center, Nagelberg Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting tinyurl.com/actionplaysummer. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you come out, join us for a Stage Whisper night out at the theater. Get your tickets while you still can for this brilliant and great time, Total Bummer Summer, a Paranorm musical happening May 18th and 19th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones.
And this is Cheyenne Amon, signing off. Bye.
And keep talking about theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you. Broadway, Paris, where I don't care.